Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Hi, Luke. How are you doing today?
You know, just another Monday finishing up a job that I don't like, and that's why we started a business, leaving the office.
Nice. Very nice.
Yep.
So. All right, so Tara tells me you have two businesses. One is called Port Imperial Pressure Washing, and the other is called Boiling Hot Water Pressure Washer?
You're close on the first one and way off on the second. You're a first timer.
Yeah, I am. Thanks for having mercy on me.
I will. Don't worry. I get it. The first one is called Port Imperial Power Washing.
Okay.
That one's our business is out of Weehawken, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay. The second one is, in actuality, it's the first business we started because it was last year, right after the pandemic kind of lifted a little bit, called Sidewalk Redemption. We target restaurant owners, storefront owners, real estate owners, you know, playgrounds, parking garages, stuff like that. It's the same exact business. Nothing is different at all. I wanted to put something on both spots because I don't think if you're not in the city, the creativity level is a little bit less. You kind of have to be like right to the point out here, even though it's only across the.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Okay.
That's my
so. I appreciate you giving me the explanation. So what I'm looking at a couple of things here. So she said that you aren't sure which one you want to advertise. How far outside of Weehawken, if Weehawken is the epicenter, so to speak, how far in miles are you servicing clients? How far do you want the reach to be?
I am working with like Angie's List and HomeWise. Which hasn't started yet. It's already in motion. The leads go live soon. So that one's going to go 20 miles.
Okay.
That's a big circle. I don't want to go farther. I don't want to go farther. Let's see. I'm west, what would be west of Manhattan. I don't want to go farther east than First Avenue of Manhattan. I don't want to have to go over any other bridges. I'll go through the tunnel, but right now I'm not going any farther into New York. Are you guys out of Connecticut?
No, we're in California.
It's so funny. Your phone number came up as Local Splash out of Westport, Connecticut. And there's a company, there's a restaurant that's at a golf course, Westport, Connecticut, called Splash. And I was like, why is Splash? Like, I have
you left your wallet, Luke.
Yeah, I haven't done anything back in 10 years.
That's weird.
So funny.
Anyway.
Okay.
So what are we looking at?
Well, for Manhattan, it's a different ball of wax than it is for Weehawken, only because of the sheer volume of people that are in Manhattan. So it really just depends on which way you want to go with this and how hard you want to push. Okay. So with this, we're a multifaceted program. So we're a full digital marketing firm. We offer all sorts of different programs. Are you actually driving right this moment?
No, I'm sitting outside our building.
Okay. I'm going to let me send you a text real quick then so we can look at it together. Okay. Because this is going to be the easiest way for me to explain it to you with the breakdown of the packages as quickly as possible. Hold on. Let me get it.
Okay.
Where is it? There it is. Okay. Okay. So a little background on us while I'm sending this out. We've been in business for 17 years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and a Google Premier Partnership. The Premier Partnership allows us access to Google algorithms, databases, keyword coverage. We're a preferred partner when it comes to the Google Ads. With the type of services that you're providing and where you're providing them, you're definitely, if you want Manhattan, you're definitely going to need the ads. And then the other position, you can go with a bigger package as well if you want, but you may be able to get away with just Facebook ads in that area because it's a smaller population. Let me know once you get that text pulled up. It should open up and say, take control of your online presence.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
Perfect. As you scroll down, you'll see all of our accolades, 17 years in business. The link is clickable for the Google Ads Partner. If you click on it, it's going to take you away from our page. It's going to take you to google.com/partners. It's our badge of authenticity. So we are who we say we are. We can do what we say we do. When you scroll down to the three packages, you have the Pro, the Platinum, and the Premier. First things first, since you guys are new in business, I'm going to waive the setup fee altogether on all three packages. So the $299 fee is gone, and I can cut each package by 50%. So if you go with the Pro, it's $199. The Platinum, it's $299. I will give you the Premier Platinum for $449, give you a little bit even sweeter deal on that if you choose to go with the bigger package. Now, the Pro package is going to be your basic starter package. It's going to have your Google local listing. Everybody's familiar with this spot. You do a search on Google, the map pops up with the little red dots. Ring a bell?
Yep.
Perfect. All three packages include that position. That is going to be what I referred to as like the epicenter, where we're going to drop the pin, where the business is physically located, and where you're going to be showing up. Now, the other great thing about this is each package includes a full website as well. That's Google compliant, conversion driven, mobily optimized. Each package includes a program directory submission of over 60 different directories, business profiles across the board, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Facebook, review monitoring and reputation management is all inclusive as well. And of course, Bing, they say, is the second largest leading search engine, but I think Facebook is easily coming up right behind them. Okay. Now, if you go with the Pro package, like I said, it's your basic starter package, and that, the thing about it is it takes anywhere from 30 to 45 days for you to be listed within the local map, no matter which package you go with. It just matters on how quickly you want to supplement it, okay? So if you get your Pro package, it's going to be a slower start. It's only going to cover you for that radius that's directly around. Now, in Weehawken, it's going to be about 10 to 15 miles. In Manhattan, it's going to be about 2 to 3 because of the volume of individuals that physically live there, the population. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so how you're going to want to attack this is through the ad campaign. If you go with the Platinum package, that's going to include an additional $100. The additional $100 is going towards the Facebook ads. Facebook ads have a very strong conversion. We have been a Meta partner, which was formerly known as Facebook, Instagram, all that gobbledygook, okay? We're a Meta partner, and with these, we're able to make sure that your Facebook business profile is completely optimized as well as all of the other features that we already went over. It will also include the stories, the reels, the actual Facebook ads running. Have you guys ever noticed that when you do a search on Google, like I was looking up spray tan one day, next thing I know, it's coming through my news feed on Facebook.
Yeah, the next day is actually a little bit longer than it takes.
I hadn't been on Facebook the rest of the day. So it just happened to be the next day. And I was like, wow, I didn't even look. So that's retargeting.
I think my fiance right now from across the building is probably looking up something to do with wedding venues or nail design. So that'll show up on Instagram feed before I even get in the apartment.
You see? So it's pretty awesome the way that works. And if people are even looking at your competitors, I've noticed, like, I was looking up labels because I own a jam and jelly business. I was looking up labels through Avery. And next thing I know, like, all of Avery's competitors were coming through my newsfeed because now I pay attention and I notice these things, right? So even if they're looking at your competitors, you're still going to get exposure. You may have a better price. You may have a more flashy ad, whatever the case is. They're still going to be looking at you, but they also go directly to Facebook for searches now, especially for the local vendors, okay?
Okay.
Now, with the Premier Platinum package, it is very, very, very cost-effective. At $449, I mean, one job could cover the cost of this. Everything after that would be profit. The main difference with this is you're getting $300 in Google Ads. Okay. Google Ads is a second position up at the very tippy top of the page above the map. And this allows you to target specific areas, specific zip codes, specific cities, specific mile radius, or if you want to go by county, okay? These
okay.
are extremely lucrative. The advantage to having us run them over you trying to do it yourself is, A, again, the things I mentioned in the beginning, the keyword coverage, the access to the databases, the cost per click. Instead of you being charged per click, per lead, we're incurring that cost, and you're getting everything at a flat rate and getting a very strong amount of exposure. Now, those ads, they are a little bit more costly, but both Facebook ads and Google ads are completely up and running in the first 7 to 14 days of you starting the program, which is going to supplement you and have stuff coming in while we're working on that local listing.
All right. Let's do this. Listen, I get it. You've sold me. I get it. We're going to do it. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about what's it going to cost when I pull my credit card out of my pocket. What is this going to cost me each month if I go with the platinum?
$449. The regular platinum, the one that's marked at $599 with the Facebook ads, or you mean the platinum premier?
Platinum premier.
$449. No more costs. Locked in.
And that's per month?
That's per month. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's say I say yes to this right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need me to do besides pay you?
I need about 10 minutes of your time just to secure some information to prepare for the client onboarding appointment. That's a more extensive phone call. It's approximately 20 to 30 minutes. We do schedule it for a time when you have a few minutes to spend on the phone with the technician because they're going to be... What's that?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm listening.
They're going to be going over domain purchase with you. It's already included within the package, but which domain you want, if you have a logo, if you don't have a logo, we'll provide you with a logo. They're going to be verifying keywords, specific things that you're offering, specific radius, and getting, you know, like payment information as far as what type of payment information you take so we can integrate that into your website. It's really a great phone call. And that's where the magic happens. But other than that, we don't need a whole heck of a lot of your time.
Okay. So I have a logo.
Okay.
I have an email address already for both of them. So
cool.
Is this $499, is this going to cover just one of the companies? Or
just
both
one. That's per location.
Okay. All right. And that one, okay. All right. But I don't know which one to do yet because
mm-hmm.
I have... Both, see, I did something stupid, which is I got impatient when we moved over here to New Jersey.
Okay.
So I started doing a DBA for Port Imperial Power Washing. I just started a whole new LLC because it was in New Jersey as opposed to Manhattan. So maybe in the long run it'll save money. The point is that I don't know which one to do. Let's do this. Can we secure this price for like 72 hours, and then I'll give you the money on Thursday, and we can start the process.
Let me see if I can get my boss to give me a code to hold this for 72 hours. Let me see.
To secure the price, why don't we do this? Why don't I give you my billing,
mm-hmm.
and you charge it Thursday?
Okay. He'll let me do a post date. That's fine. That's what we call that.
All right.
So which location do you want to go with, or you want to go with for both?
I can't jump out of the car with both right now.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It would be a steep jump. I mean, it would be great, but it would be a steep jump. Okay, I get it. That's why. So, I mean, what could...
Manhattan's going to have more fruit.
It's going to have a lot of fruit, and I really, like, that's, so if you want my personal opinion and what I was thinking, I would love to see ghost both packages, hands down, but if you want to do the $449 for Manhattan, I will go ahead and get him to give me the promo code to give you an additional $100 on the front end just to kind of swing it, make it a little bit sweeter for you. So meaning for the first month, we're going to match your $300 in Google Ads with an additional $100 as like a little gift from us to you. And if you want to start the Port Imperial at the smaller package, say at just the Platinum package, just with the Facebook ads and going that way, I could reduce the cost of that one down to $249 for you. And that would, that instead of jumping out at $900, almost $1,000 out of your pocket, that would cut the cost for you, and you could get both of them up and moving.
How many arguments do you generally lose? There's my, I already have my answer.
Listen, I'm the top performer and I'm the only female closer at my company.
I get it. Listen, all the things you're saying, I have books on tape, all this crap in my life, and I used it too, so I understand. The proof is in the pudding because, the thing is, if I'm getting, horrible leads, it's a little bit of a waste of money, but, it's almost like a drug.
I understand.
You're going to put me at the top
mm-hmm.
when, I planned on getting there anyway.
Right. We're just going to expedite the process. But let me tell you a couple of things. If you haven't completely started the Home Advisor / Angie's, I'm not one to speak badly about another company, but don't waste your time or your funds. The FTC has currently got an investigation going with them. There's a class action lawsuit against them. And it's just, if you haven't actually started, don't. Put your funds into this where it's going to take and it's going to spread further, because Angie's, Home Advisor, they're Google's biggest clients. Literally, they spend over $2 million in ad spend every single month in all different categories across the U.S. They capture the lead for every category, whether it's electrician, power washing, whether it's house cleaning, maid service, and they capture the lead. You, five or six other guys, all of you guys pay for it. One guy maybe gets the job, has to undercut his price to pay for the lead and pay his guys to go out and actually do the work.
Right.
Okay. This is putting you into a primary position. Once we begin working with you, Luke, we close the category. We're not going to work with your competitors for a 50-mile radius on each location, period. End of story. It's the guidelines we're held to by Google.
Wow.
And when's the last time that you heard somebody say, let me Home Advisor it, when they needed anything?
That is almost an unfair statement. Unless you're 78 years old, and you haven't left your house since 2020, March of 2020, you don't use Home Advisor.
That's it. And that, the bottom line is the people that are going to Home Advisor, they're looking, a lot of them, I'm not saying that, I've talked with guys like yourself who understand that it takes money to make money, and they're willing to spend, and it's not a problem. They spend $5,000 or $6,000, and they rake in, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in a month, okay? But they have to spend at that level in order to achieve those type of results. Everybody uses Google. This is like taking your business card and putting it literally in everybody's back pocket and sneaking it in on their social media when they're not looking.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. I'll give you my information.
Okay.
This random phone call that I got today right before I got in the apartment, and I wasn't going to answer. So,
what's your email?
You can use this Luke at sidewalkredemption.com.
Okay. Okay, so the first two emails that you see coming through are going to be the two packages that we reviewed,
correct.
Because you're not interested in the smaller one at all, right? The $199.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm interested in the Platinum and then the Platinum.
Okay, so I'm sending these over right now. The first one's going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and this is going to have all the details that I outlined to you. The second one is going to be labeled just Google advertising. The emails look very similar. There's only a couple of small changes in there, but you will be able to see all of our accolades. You'll be able to see everything that we're offering you and what we're actually doing for you. And then let me see here. Okay, so I'm assuming that you want to start with the Manhattan location, right?
Yeah.
No matter what. And is this same phone number that you and I are speaking on for the Manhattan location as well as your location, the Weehawken?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So the cool thing about this is that we include call tracking, so we're able to actually give you a different phone number that's going to auto-locate, just like how when I called you, it relocated with a call tracking number that is local to you, to the number that we outbound on. It's going to be the same thing for you because you can't have the same phone. Yeah, you can't have the same phone number for both locations. You have to have separate phone number for each location, so we can help with that.
Okay.
I'm going to send out a series of text messages, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact. The second is the number for client support. And then the third will be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through the tracking system. Very easy to use and navigate. Super helpful. You can make changes, run promotions, communicate with us via text, email, phone call, whatever is easiest for you. Now, for the Manhattan location, is it just called Sidewalk Redemption?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the
My business card says Sidewalk Redemption NYC.
Okay. I like that. NYC. And then what is the physical address where we would send the PIN verification code to? If it's a home office, that's fine. It just cannot be a P.O. box.
The home office is 900
mm-hmm.
at, wait, I'm sorry, 900 Avenue
mm-hmm.
at Port Imperial.
At Port Imperial, A-T?
Yeah.
P-O-R-T, yep. Imperial, okay.
Yep. Weehawken, New Jersey.
Okay, but this is for the Manhattan location, right?
Yeah, but couldn't the office be in the same place?
The office can be in the same place, but this is the thing. When we drop the pin, the little red dots on the map, when you pull up a uh-huh. search and you see those little red dots on the map, that's because that is the providers for whatever service you've looked for that are closest to you. So it has to be a Manhattan location.
Okay. We can see. Where could I do it in Manhattan? So I used to live at,
And this PIN code's going to come, and when you receive this PIN code, you have to give the PIN code back to us. So if you have a friend, a family member, an employee, anybody you trust just to receive this PIN code, it's a one-time piece of mail that comes, but this is what's going to make you guys a red dot on the map.
Oh, so I got to send it back to you?
You can call or text or verbally give it to us or even input it in through the tracking system. But yes, you're going to have to give it back to us.
Okay. I'm confused for a second. So let's say I give you an address in the city. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're all right. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, we're going to drop the pin here.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm lost after that part.
Okay.
What do I do?
So you receive the PIN code. We submit to Google, hey, we're vouching for these guys. They are who they say they are. We've seen their documentation. We know they're legit. They're the real thing. We vouch to Google. We submit you. Google sends you a PIN code in the mail. You give us the PIN code when you receive it. And then once you receive, then your little red dot goes live. Like, okay, this is actually a real company. They're legit.
Okay. All right.
And that's why it can't be a P.O. box, because, see, in a P.O. box, it's usually a bank of them, right? So you could have Lee's Landscaping and Patty's Dry Cleaning and so-and-so, so-and-so's, and it could all be a front. So So Google doesn't allow us to do the P.O. boxes anymore. If it's a physical family member, friend, employee address, we keep that physical address hidden on Google. It will only show the city, state, and zip code when we drop the pin, because that's obviously somebody's home. It's their residence, and people are crazy. So we don't put that information out to the public, but we have to have an actual physical address.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. All right. I'm going to give you, and this is probably a little cagey, but I'll give you one of my good friends, his address is right on First Avenue.
Okay.
And I'll just tell him, like, hey, dude, there's a piece of mail coming for you.
Mm-hmm. It's going to come for you at his place.
Yeah, there's a piece of mail coming for me at your mm-hmm. place. Don't throw it away.
Exactly. It's the size of a postcard.
All right. Let me pull up his address and do that, because he knows. All right. It's 127.
Mm-hmm.
First Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
New York, New York.
Got it. 10003. Got it.
Yeah, that's it.
Does he have apartment or suite number?
I think his apartment is apartment number 9.
Okay. Well, just verify that. I'm going to put it in his apartment 9 now, but as soon as you verify that, just text it back to me just to make sure. Luke, what is your last name?
Bradbury. B-R-A-E-B. So dog boy,
mm-hmm.
U-R-Y.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First name is officially Luke?
It is officially, yes.
Okay. All righty. And then you have a logo for this business?
Yeah, we do. We have one.
Do you have a domain? For website,
I think
URL?
Yeah,
don't,
we did it through.
Cool.
No, we did it through GoDaddy last year.
Perfect. GoDaddy is beautiful. Okay. Don't ever get one through Wix.
Okay, noted.
They're not Google compliant, and they're just, it's just really tough. Okay. Are you doing roof cleaning?
I can do roof cleaning, yeah.
Okay, you're doing all exterior, you're doing residential and commercial, right?
Yep, and industrial too, if that's in category.
Yep, it is. Hours of operation, when you want the phone calls?
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I guess not. Like, when do we close?
When do you want phone calls? Like 9 to 5, 7 to 4, 8 to 10? You can schedule the work outside of that, but usually we put regular operating hours, unless you're really open 24/7, but I don't think your fiance is going to appreciate that.
No. Just do 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday or Saturday?
Monday through Friday. Let's do 9 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do closing at like 6 or 7, whatever you think. I don't care.
I think 6 is fair.
People are gonna call even if it says we're closed.
They may, but at the same time, then they can't be mad if you don't answer because, you know, like, you have operating hours.
Right.
What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
All above.
Okay. Do you have PayPal?
I have PayPal. I have Square.
Okay.
I have Zelle.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because we can integrate the PayPal, the Venmo, through the website itself. You can take payment straight off the site. And if you have PayPal, you can take all major credit card. It's like, I think 1.8 or 1.9% off of every transaction. It's very, very low.
Okay.
And then can you send me the link for your Facebook, please?
Yeah, I don't, my actual personal Facebook, right? Because I don't have.
That's fine. Yeah, send, Send me the, we'll build the business profile off of the personal, and they don't correlate. So they don't mix match. Hey, this is Luke and this is his business. It shows everything completely separate, but every business profile is built from a personal one. And I can walk you through how to do that. If you're logged into your Facebook, in the lower right hand corner, there's going to be three lines and it's going to say menu.
Okay.
Click on that. Once that pops up, you're going to see where it says see your profile. Click on that.
Yep.
Then you're going to go, once you do that, there's three things in the center of the page. Add a story, edit profile, three little dots. Click the three dots.
Okay.
Then most of the way down the page, it's going to say your profile link. You can copy the link and then send it back to me in the text message that I sent to you.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting jammed up here. You're okay. Edit profile, three lines, and then go down to what?
Okay, wait a minute. So edit profile, and then you see the three little dots next to edit profile.
Yeah.
Click the dot.
Copy link, right?
Copy link. You got it.
Okay, and then I copy that link to your text message?
To my text message.
Okay.
And then what is the service radius? Where all do you want to be showing up?
Hold on, lady. All right. Sending you that.
Okay.
All right. I think I sent you the thing. My service radius.
Got it. Okay. Yes, your service radius, please.
Okay. So we're going to do, this is a little bit specific, but it's also so I don't get shot. So I don't get shot in the face in Manhattan.
Okay.
I want to do from, I'll do like 120, like I don't want to go in the ghetto too much.
Okay.
So let's do 100th Street.
Okay.
From like both sides of the river what's the stupid name on the west side? The West Side Highway.
Mm-hmm.
All the way over to the FDR.
Okay.
And I'll go all the way down to the very bottom of Manhattan.
Okay.
So basically the easiest thing for you to do is draw a line at 100th Street straight mm-hmm. across the city and just go south.
Okay. Cool. Got it. All right. Is there anybody else that's going to be in on this? Anybody else that can call in and make change or adjustment or has authorization to make purchase on behalf of the company besides yourself?
Yeah, Aaron Norton.
Okay.
Aaron Norton with two N's.
Okay.
Aaron with two N's, the last name Norton. Just
yeah.
Spelled like Norton.
Phone number?
732.
Mm-hmm.
778.
Mm-hmm.
1802.
Okay. And then the last thing I have to do, Luke, is I have to schedule your client onboarding appointment before we take the payment information. So on Thursday, I'm in the office at 10 a.m. your time. If I can process payment at 10 a.m., I can do your client onboarding at between 11 and 12, 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 4 and 5, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7. Which time frame is best for you?
You know, for somebody as good on the phone as you are, I think you'd be busier.
I'm not doing your client onboarding. I'm scheduling this for somebody else, my friend.
Second.
Let's do like, let's see, Thursday is, so it would be, what would be, the three? I'm 3 hours ahead of you.
Yeah, I was giving you at your time. I was giving you at your time.
All right.
Yep, so 10
let's
to 11,
do,
11 to 12, uh-huh. 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or 6 to 7.
1 to 2.
Got it. You're going to receive email notification now that's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N, for English, Client Interview English. It will have your first and last name. Once you hit confirm, it will go ahead and send out an email and a text message reminder, as well as drop directly into your calendar. So the text and the email are going to come through 1 hour before the appointment. If for any reason you were unable to keep that appointment time, just text or call back in and say, hey, I need to push it out an hour or whatever the case is. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. So the next thing we're going to do is on the card that you're putting on file, Luke, is there any middle initial?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me look at my card. It's my first and last name.
Okay. Okay, here we go with this. Let me go ahead and assign the package really quickly. So I'm going to take your billing information, and then I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done monthly, okay, and that you're locked in at the $449 rate, never to go up or to change. And the billing address for the card we're putting on file, is that going to be the home office at the 900 Avenue at Port Imperial?
Yeah.
Okay, let me transfer that information over 1 second. All right, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 4430.
Mm-hmm.
4100.
Mm-hmm.
4032.
Mm-hmm.
2813.
Expiration month and year?
1224.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
562.
562. I'm updating the profile, assigning the package. The voice verification reads like this: because we're locking you in at a discounted rate, we will go ahead and read the voice verification. Once the transaction has been processed, this will go ahead and be filed for any bank references, just going over the fact that the pricing is done monthly. If you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to stop me. It reads like this: welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Sidewalk Redemption, NYC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, operator.
Your name and title?
Luke Bradbury.
Mm-hmm.
Owner, operator.
Luke, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged Thursday, April 14th, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $449. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 11th day of every month. On the 14th day of every month, I apologize. Should you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, now because the program is paid monthly, it will be the $449 month to month. We would like to see you stick the program out for the first 30 to 45 days so it can fully come to fruition, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So other than that, everything is squared away. Once I process payment, you're going to receive email and text message with the terms and conditions that verbally or written statement of everything I've verbally promised you in writing with all the exact delivery dates that I've promised you and exact responsiveness of everything that I have verbally told you. Okay. Once you receive that, you'll open it up. You'll click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase. And then from there, you'll type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. Other than that, unless you have any further questions for me, I will notate to your account that when you're ready to move forward with the second location that you contact me directly, and I'll honor the prices that I've given you.
Okay. That sounds
good. Because you're locked in at this one, so it'll be a gimme for the others, okay?
Oh, you're so sure of that?
I am. I am. By gimme, I mean my supervisor's not going to give me a hard time about giving me the preferred
I'm giving you.
No. I'm saying they're not going to give me any pushback in order to give you what I've already verbally promised you.
Yeah, you know, I feel like you did a really good job at coming in high and then cutting the price down, which is fine. You know, that's how it works. This is an on-demand, this is a, you know, put your money where your mouth is type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we could do a smidge better on, like, if we just did both of them. So I don't know if this is allowed, but maybe when we get – so let's take this first one for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what kind of fruit you produce. And then, I mean, it's my job to at the end of the day, to close the deal and get the work done. Your job is to get me the leads and exposure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So if we decide to go with both, you know, in 60 to 90 days or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to revisit the contract for both of them.
Okay. And then at that point, I can kick it up. I can kick it to upper management, and I can ask them if there's anything that they would be willing to do since you would be doing both. I, right now, at the moment, don't have the authorization to do that, but I have seen, you know, I have seen them make special allowances and things like that. I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen, but I can't promise you that I can do that at this moment. But I definitely
can check and see,
you know?
Of course. Just keep reeling the fish hook. Just throw the your phone out. Right. I get it. I know.
Well, it was a real pleasure taking care of you today, and we're going to definitely make this a long-lasting working relationship here. And I'm looking at your photo. You and your girl are a very handsome couple. Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Aw, you guys look happy. I love that. It's mine and my husband's one-year anniversary today, so.
Oh, wow. One year married?
Yep, 1 year married.
Good for you.
Yep, we're doing it. All right. Well, everything's squared away.
So, one question for you. So
sure.
if I update things on, like, so my Facebook page doesn't say at this point because I haven't gotten the chance to do Facebook yet. Mm-hmm. I did LinkedIn. But I didn't change the... I can make any edit I want to my own personal Facebook page.
Yes.
Right? And it,
yes.
And it, will it reflect the business page?
No.
Okay.
No. And you could technically make any edit you want to the business page once it's completely set up. Of course, we don't really suggest that, but you do have the ability to do that because at the end of the day, Luke, you own everything that we're doing for you. You're in the driver's seat. And if you decide you want to add a lemonade stand or underwater basket weaving, we're not going to tell you no because we're just here to represent you the best way that we know how for the services that you're providing. So, again, you know, every keyword, every service area, everything is okayed by you on the front end before it goes live. Okay?
Right. So, and in the future, you may be discussing these things with Erin because her current role is she's like a global conference manager for a trade association.
Wow.
She handles all their marketing, all their click BS. It's so far beyond what I know that she does.
Wow.
And it's really boring. It's like the most boring thing on the planet to me. So she'll be making. So she's right now. I'm gonna go in the house and I'm gonna tell her and be like, listen, I got on the phone with the devil today, and they're gonna take some of our money, but they're gonna help us get rich. So I'm gonna tell her that she is basically the global head of operation for Sidewalk Resistance, and that she'll be communicating with you guys when it comes to like building the profile and all that stuff. Because this phone call is very difficult for me.
Okay.
You're pulling all my energy out. And it's
But it's a lot to think about. I gotcha. Yeah. Yep. So what we can do after the client interview, maybe she would be available to do the client interview with you, and then we can even set her as the preferred contact when we need to make contact to make a change or adjustment, if you prefer that.
Yeah, we're probably going to do that. So I'm going to go in and talk to her now and tell her what I did, and she'll be like, do you have any money left? And I'm say no. And then she'll be like, oh, well, okay. Well, it's just another investment we made to this ridiculous idea. And I'll say, that's right. And you also have a second job.
It is an investment, and all marketing is a 100% tax write-off. So anything that you've spent, and I'm sure she knows that, you know, so anything that you've spent in any type of fees, then you get to write all that off at the end of the year. It's just going to put you into the strongest position.
Yep. Good closing line. I like that. Listen, let's wrap this up. I'll talk
to you.
Am I going to talk to you Thursday?
You won't talk to me Thursday unless you need to talk to me. You'll be speaking with one of my agents. They're going to call you from our 877 phone number, and they're going to go ahead and conduct the client onboarding.
Got it. All right.
Okay.
If you have any questions, I am going to call you at this number.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not this number. The number that's within the text message. You got to dial the 877 number, and then you have to press 224 or say Amy at the prompt, and then you'll be connected with me. If you call this number, you'll be connected with a random person. And they will eventually connect you to me, but you'll have to talk to a random person first.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Have a great day. Yeah.
You
congratulations
too.
On your 1 year. And
thank you
for all your help.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Go enjoy your girl.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.